What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Wedding Day Match. We have a very exciting episode today featuring a vendor who has her own beauty agency of luxury on-site hair and makeup artists. And not just hair and makeup, they also do spray tans, a rarity in the industry. So if you're looking for your best sun-kissed self without hanging outside for hours on end, then you've come to the right place because we've got all the details from Hannah Metz, founder and CEO of Anomaly Beauty Agency. And we're kicking things off with an essential step, spray tan prep. Your wedding day prep list is long, no doubt. And if you want to spray tan ahead of your wedding, it could just get longer. But it'll be worth it when it's done right. First up, scheduling. Metz recommends having your spray tan done between 48 and 72 hours before your wedding day. However, she always encourages her brides to do a trial spray tan, just like they may do a trial for hair and makeup or a dress fitting. This allows you to ensure that you and your spray tan artist have a plan in place regarding your desired color and depth of the tan, so there are no surprises before your big day. With your appointment scheduled, next you'll want to prep your skin. That is cleanse, exfoliate, and complete any hair removal prior to your tanning appointment, she suggests. And before your appointment, Metz says, you'll want to ensure that your skin is clean, dry, and free from any lotion, perfumes, deodorant, and makeup, as it can block the DHA from absorbing into the skin properly. That also includes removing any previously applied spray tan or self-tan, she notes. To get the job done, she says, exfoliating is best. They also recommend removing all jewelry before your tan is applied. Now on to coloring. As with most things in the beauty sector, there is no one size, or in this case, one color fits all. Everyone's coloring goals are different. Skin tones and undertones are also different. So how can you find the right coloring for your wedding day? Metz has you covered, she says. Working with a qualified spray tan artist will ensure that they can assist you in making this decision. When our team does a spray tan, we typically come prepared with multiple formulas that we can custom mix and tailor to any skin tone. We look at factors such as your natural skin tone and ability to tan, your hair and eye color, your undertones, and of course, your personal preferences and desired level of tanning depth to help aid in selecting the perfect color. This is common with experienced tanning experts. The only caveat, she explains, is that these custom mixes for combinations of colors is common when your spray tan artist is using a traditional HIVLP spray tan machine, but for machine-operated tanning solutions where you're sprayed by a machine and not a human, customization is more limited. Now let's fast forward a bit. Pretend you got your spray tan and now you need to know a bit about post-spray tan care. This is big because while the prep is important, the post-tan care is also important. So you may find yourself wondering whether you can shower after your spray tan and what else you may need to do. But Metz tells us that this is another area that is not one size fits all. She says, every solution is different and requires different processing times. Some more rapid tan solutions could provide results in as little as 2 to 4 hours, but longer processing solutions could take up to 8 hours to develop. Her best post-spray tan care advice: ask your spray tanning artist what type of solution they're using and what the recommended processing time is. No matter what, you always want to make sure to allow the tan to process in the directed time before showering so that you get the proper effect and desired color. And just in case, we've got some tips for the dreaded spray tan fail. So if you don't like your glow, you have some options. Metz explains there are a few companies that create self-tan mousses and other at-home tanning products that also have a tan remover eraser, and she's found these are most effective, in combination with using an exfoliator or exfoliating glove, to remove a spray tan. So with all that, let's cover some spray tan do's and don'ts from our expert. Number one, do a trial run before the final look. If you're not sure if your artist offers that, ask, you'll be glad you did. The more you can try it out beforehand, the more comfortable you'll feel on the day of, and avoid any mistakes. Number two, do use an SPF daily on your face and body, regardless of if you have a tan or not, to protect your skin from harmful UV rays and sun damage. Number three, if you plan on getting waxed, shaved, or having other hair removal, do schedule it before your spray tan, otherwise you run the risk of removing the tan afterwards. For waxing, she typically recommends at least 48 hours before, but if you tend to have sensitive skin, waiting 72 hours or up to a week after waxing may be advised. For shaving, you can shave as little as 24 hours before. Number four, if you want to keep that glow for your honeymoon, do stay moisturized. Keeping moisturized goes a long way to prolong your tan. Avoid excessive shaving or exfoliation until you are ready to remove your tan, as this can wear down the color and make it fade more quickly. She also loves using a gradual tanning lotion after your tan to stay moisturized and maintain the color as long as possible. Number 5. Do not heavily spray tan your face, as it can cause makeup to oxidize, which is not ideal for a day where you'll be overly photographed. Metz also personally recommends selecting a color that gives you a natural glowy bronze, similar to how you tan in the sun, but don't go overboard. Wearing a big white dress with skin that looks orange can be a nightmare, especially in professional photos. And that wraps things up for today. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode of Wedding Day Match. And if you did, please give us 5 stars, leave us a review, and make sure you're subscribed. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you want more fashion, beauty, or planning tips and advice, make sure to go to WeddingDayMatch.com, where we have more expert advice, real wedding stories, and our magazine, Celebrate Weddings. Don't forget to tune in to our next episode next Tuesday. Kisses and talk soon.